You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, looking at a 7-race programme this evening at Limerick on Saturday, June the 17th. We don't normally get Irish racing on the Saturday evening, so this is a bit of a bonus for us, and hopefully we can take advantage of that by bagging in a few winners and building up the coffers for Royal Ascot next week. My nap comes in the 8:30, so hopefully that will at least get us ahead this evening. But we do have some other bets on the card as well to get stuck into. All right, so let's move on to the action. On to the 6 o'clock, which is a 7-furlong two-year-old contest. And Band of Outlaws is probably the one to concentrate on here. He was obviously recognised as being quite unlucky down in Roscommon the other day when sent off 11-08 favourite off the back of a good run first time out at Fairy House. Unfortunately, his irons broke in the early stage, or Donica O'Brien's irons broke, more to the point. He did therefore do really well to only get beat 5 lengths, given what had gone wrong with him behind Painting Pictures from the all-conquering Jessica Harrington stable. That formula would certainly stand him in good stead here, and on the better ground with no luck or bad luck in his direction this evening. One would imagine that Band of Outlaws will be very competitive here. The other one to keep an eye on as well is Jim Bulger's South East, who's currently an 8-1 poke this morning with William Hill. This horse represents a stable who's doing really well at the moment on all fronts, but most predominantly with their two-year-olds. They had another win, one last night at Fairy House at 20-1, and Verbal Dexterity won for them last week at the Curragh. Now, both of those two horses were by the side Vocalised, who Jim, of course, knows really well, having trained this horse to good success many years ago. Nicely drawn in stall number one. He's got the tongue time for the first time, but he's definitely worth keeping an eye on as well, along with Band of Outlaws in the first.
Race 2.
On to race number 2 then, which is a 6.5-furlong handicap coming up at 6:30. And a couple just to mention here. You've definitely got to include Count of Carabas in your thought process. This horse has got a fantastic record here at Limerick. On each of the four occasions it's run here, it's either won or finished placed. Definitely got outpaced first time out over the sharp 5 furlongs, which is Tipperary. He wasn't particularly well fancied either, but he did really well in the latter stage. It actually caught my eye finishing off his race pretty eye-catchingly as well. So he's definitely one to consider now he goes back to his happy hunting ground. Hatton Cross, well, he tips himself really. He's also another course and distance regular, and he had a nice pipe opener down in Cork the other day when second to Blue Bounty. Didn't want to mention favourably Severus from the Des Donovan stable. Disappointing last time at the Curragh. If you go back to that run at Limerick when he was fourth behind Club Wexford in a very fast time, he would definitely have a chance, and he's got a nice draw in stall one. But the main two to concentrate on there are Count Carabas and Hatton's Cross.
Race number 3.
On to the 7 o'clock then, and not a particularly strong maiden by any stretch of the imagination. Puppet Show has been a little bit disappointing. She didn't really show that much last time out the Curragh behind Breeze, and I'm not overly convinced about that form either. So the one I'm going to throw my cap in the ring with is Favourite Story from the Sabrina Harty stable. That's fourth behind Big Wood at Gowran Park. Particularly eye-catching for the speed figure which the winner produced from the John Fiend stable. Music Box has gone on to run well on several occasions in much better company subsequently. So even though this horse only managed to finish fourth and get beat 10 lengths, it still wasn't a bad return on its only second start of its career. Likely to do, but much better on a quicker surface with his excellent £7 apprentice on David Simonson. I'd expect Favourite Story to go well. The other one to mention as well at a price is Haroon from the Mickey Halford stable, seemingly the second string judged on jockey bookings, but that six behind Twin Star also comes out well on the speed figures, and Twin Star is entered in one of the group races at Royal Ascot next week, so that is definitely worth noting as well. So Favourite Story and Haroon, two at much bigger prices there to have a look at in the 7 o'clock.
Race 4.
On to the 7:30 then again. Another very competitive affair, around about 4-5-1 the field this morning at time of recording. Not a bad old day is probably the one I'd stick with here, back on a much quicker surface. He ran really well last time out at Gowran, considering that he got softened up by Alan's Pride. The two of them went hell for leather in the early stage of that race. And it was to this horse's testament that he managed to keep going and only got beat half a length by Dashi. Now, the time figure, obviously, courtesy of that fast pace, was very, very strong. And it was one of his best recordings on the numbers in recent times. Prior to that, he'd won well when making Virtual to win at Ayr on a much quicker surface. And with this excellent David Simonson on board, this horse got every chance of getting out in front from stall seven and making every post a winning one. So not a bad old day out to get back to winning ways is the advice in 7:30.
Race 5.
On to the 8 o'clock then. Again, another very competitive looking contest. Ran about 3-4 to 1 the field this morning. But if Fountain runs again, then look no further than Jim Bolger's four-year-old. He clearly comes here in the form of his life. He ran a night-catching race first time out behind Catchy Man at Leopard Sound. And he duly improved upon that performance with an unbelievable display last night at Fairy House. Coming from a long, long way off the pace over 7 furlongs, he mowed his rivals down in the latter stages to win in the style of a horse that's clearly much better than his current rating. The time figure was absolutely off the scale. They actually ran much quicker than the 90 rated horses in the first race over the same course and distance won by Orangey Red. So that just shows you the level that this gelding by Pormire was running at that evening. Jim Bolger also in great form, and under just a mandatory penalty, stepping up in trip, I'd expect Fountain to be very, very difficult to beat there in the 8 o'clock.
Race number 6.
Right, on to the 8:30 then, which is my nap of the evening. A horse that I've been following recently over jumps to really good effect is Fearsoul from the Ewan Doyle stable. I've got no reason to desert this five-year-old. Now he goes back on the level off what seemingly is a very appealing mark of just 77. This horse has been an unbelievable nick of late over hurdles. As I said, he's won a couple of times at Down Royal recently. His most latest display was on the 26th of May when he cruised all the way around the Northern Irish track and won with any amount in hand, despite actually probably doing a little bit too much in the hands of Andre Ring. He's got Ross Coakley, one of the best apprentices on board here. And one of the last times we saw him on the level, he was a winner on good to firm ground when he was trained by Luca Comani over in these shores. So he's obviously very, very useful under both codes, and he comes in here just in tip-top form. I expect him to win that 8:30 quite comfortably.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, which is a chappy looking Monmar 3.5 furlong conditions race. But the one I quite like here is Modern Approach, representing a stable that can do very little wrong at this present moment in time. He was a bit disappointing, has to be said, last time out at the Curragh, but he might have found the 1.5 mile on very soft ground at the County Kildare venue, just stretching him in the latter stages on that occasion. But if you go back to his run behind Holmesman here at the back end of April, he would certainly have a chance on that form alone. He started very eye-catching in the latter stages to get within a neck of Aidan O'Brien's charge. And given that the winner has gone on to win a Group 3 and indeed is entered in both the King Edward and the King George Handicap at the Raw meeting in a couple of days' time, it just shows you the level he was up against that day. So Kevin Manning on board. I do think this filly by New Approach has got every chance of providing Jim Bolger with yet another winner in the final contest. Thanks very much for listening to the edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. Then we've got Cork to look at tomorrow, which is an 8-race flat card beginning at 1:50. So hopefully you can tune in to that for tomorrow. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.